competing. But first of all, let's head over to the West. He's not in the West. He's here. He used to be in the West. Willie Pike, who is making Melbourne home. Good morning, Willie. How are you?
I'm good, mate. Morning. How are you going?
Very well indeed. How long have you been in Victoria now?
Must be about two weeks now.
How was the period when you first arrived?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad. I've just had to sort of sit in quarantine in your self-isolation for a bit there. I haven't had much to do, but I'm itching to get out and get riding.
What did you do?
What do you mean? Just nothing.
When you're in isolation?
Nothing. You can't do anything. You watch TV, plenty of DVDs and a few video games. Not much else you can do.
I was going to say, are you a movie buff? Do you like your movies?
No, I'm not really. Don't really watch very many movies. A few video games, I suppose. But even they get boring after you get locked in and you can't do anything. Even everything gets boring.
A lot of people say that when they are locked in this situation, they tend to eat a bit more. They go to the fridge a lot. Is that difficult for a jockey?
A little bit, but I didn't really have much in the fridge either because I didn't plan it out so well. I didn't have. I probably should have planned it a little bit better than I did. There was nothing in the fridge and I had to do the old phone a friend to get something.
Well, that might have put you in good stead because when you're riding these horses that you're on Saturday, a little bit of pain and a couple of weeks quarantine is going to be well worth it. Have you been on the back of these horses, Regal Power, Showmanship, Acadia Queen, when they did their pieces of work during the week?
Yeah, I was on Regal Power and Acadia Queen. I work with Showmanship, so they're all coming along nice. Regal Power felt great, and Arcadia Queen, she works that good that just want to try and get her there in one piece. And yeah, I think they never lose it. And as soon as I sat on her, I was like, oh, that's the horse I remember.
Well, you know her so well. Is she one of the best horses you've been on ability wise?
Yeah, I think so. And just nearly even more just the aura that she gives. Like, as soon as you sit on her, you know you're on a good horse. And the sheer size of her, and this, just, I know you get on her and you remember how insignificant you are as a jockey on their back.
The little hiccups that she's had injury-wise, did she give you the feeling that she's feeling physically well and happy in herself?
Yeah, I don't know much about her, what was or wasn't wrong. Yeah, all I know is what the feel that she gave, and she felt great. She was strong on the bit and, yeah, worked through the line good and felt, you know, her suspension felt great.
Who worked better, Regal Power or Acadia Queen?
They didn't work together, but I'm going to say Regal Power because I'm riding him.
Was that your decision or Bob's?
No, that was my decision. It was my decision. I was pretty keen to reunite with Regal Power after the success we had here last time. I hadn't seen Arcadia Queen for quite a while, so I sort of stuck with the horse that I knew at the time.
Has he gone to another level again? Because he seemed to do that last time in culminating with that brilliant win in the All-Star Mile. Do you think he's come back even better and stronger?
Oh, well, I hope so, but yeah, he definitely feels, look, he feels good. I don't know what much I can say. He just feels so good, doesn't he? He's smooth, he works good, and I can't see why he won't measure up.
His first up record is not that flash. He's only finished second on one occasion from four starts, and he hasn't won over 1,400. Can he win first up on Saturday?
I think he is a little bit different now than what he used to be. He was quite a wayward horse when he was younger, and probably took me quite a few rides to figure him out, and I'd agree with that. He's definitely his most vulnerable, but I do think he can run a big race.
Where do you think he'll be in the run?
I don't know. I'll figure that out. I'll probably figure that out on Saturday.
When do you have a look at the form? Because we know that you don't do copious amounts of form. You're more of a feel person, but when will you have a look at how you think things will pan out on Saturday?
Probably Saturday morning. Wait till scratchings are, or what I normally do at home, I normally wait till scratchings are out. I'm not in too late, so I've got the whole day to kill. I'm not a big fan on doing the form the night before. I've done that a couple of times, and you lay awake looking at the ceiling, wondering about 5 million different scenarios running through your head. So I like to wait till the morning and worry about Saturday on Saturday.
So with Regal Power and Arcadia Queen heading towards a Cox Plate, are you locked into Regal Power for the entire campaign? Was that the decision you made, or is it a race by race?
No, I don't know, actually, tell you the truth. I never actually had that sit-down conversation, but I think I'm pretty much in the Regal Power camp. So, yeah, hopefully. I don't know, I never really gave it that much thought to worry about jumping around. I picked Regal Power, and because I think he's a horse, I think I can get the job done on.
And tell us about Showmanship. We haven't seen him in the eastern states, but looking on from here, gee, looks a very promising galloper. Only lightly raced, 6 starts for 5 wins, and he probably, arguably, should have been 6 from 6. How good is he?
Yeah, well, 6 from 6 says it all. Lovely horse. He's been given time. He hasn't been raced very much. Been very well, sort of, very well managed, and I think hopefully it'll all be showing and paying dividends for Mr. Peters, because we're here now, and I couldn't be happier with a horse like him, bringing him across.
What type of races have Bob Peters and Grant Alana Williams got in mind for Showmanship?
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask them about that. That's sort of, I'm on a need-to-know basis, and that's not my department, really.
Well, need-to-know, will he win Saturday?
I think he can. Will he? Well, I'll tell you after Saturday.
What's it like riding at Caulfield and these Victorian tracks compared to over in the West where you just rule the roost?
There's no real difference. Obviously, I get the pick of a lot of good rides at home, so that makes me look a lot better. And I think it probably more shows that when I'm riding bad, you probably don't see it as much. Or when I'm out of form, you're quick to get back into form. Whereas I'm pretty sure that won't quite be the case here. There's a lot of jockeys vying for a lot of rides, and see a lot of riders having to do a lot of kilometres just to sort of keep their foot in the door.
And they're the only 2 rides you've got on Saturday. You're hoping to pick up more rides from other trainers while you're here, obviously?
Yeah, that was a master plan. I was hopefully trying this sort of leading up to this weekend. I haven't been able to do much. I wasn't quite sure when I was getting out of quarantine and when my test results were going to come back. So it was very hard to chase rides and to give people certain answers. So I'll definitely be much more in the market and after rides after this weekend.
All right, Sam Freeman coming up next. Do you want me to ask Sam if he's got anything for you?
Yeah, hit him up for us. Excuse me.
Good on you, Willie. I'm sure you'll do the talking on Saturday. Best of luck.
Thanks, guys.